Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. The standing between the living and the dead memorial, the standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional, a service family as well. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 162, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order with my family. This unique viewpoint, this unique arrangement of Holy Scripture allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Leviticus chapter 24. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name for and Lord, I pray that your will would be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual family and life, financial and material protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that, Lord, you have bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for allowing things to be as well as they are. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your will being done. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for the privilege and the power and the peace that comes through prayer. Holy Father God, I praise you and thank you for all of the millions and manifold blessings you have bestowed upon us all. And Holy Father God, those of us who name the name of Christ, who say that we are believers in Christ, for we are the only ones who have the hope of forgiveness of our sins, if we're truly born again. Help us, Lord, to confess our sins, our faults and our failures unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. As we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Holy Father God, wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the precious blood of Christ. And make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the truth is, Lord, I never thought I would have to pray this when I was a young Christian. But I have found myself having to pray this, and that is, Lord, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell, and the satanic, demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, and witchcraft, and bad attitudes, and bad spirits. Out of the hearts and minds and lives of even those who claim to be Christians. And Lord, I do pray that you will cast out these demon spirits of sabotage and betrayal, hindrance and distraction out of the hearts and minds and lives of people. sad to say, even in the church. And even in families. And Lord, I do pray that you'll give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. Place upon us the whole armor of God, surround us with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. Holy Father God, please rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts. Pardon me. Lord, from every Bible-believing, Christ-honoring family, ministry, and church. And Lord, I do pray that you would give us all sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, even on this Friday, upcoming Saturday, upcoming Sunday, according, Lord, to your will, have it all to come to pass. And Lord God in heaven, I pray that you deliver us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, and to do right, and to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would take us by our feeble and weak hands throughout this day and truly lead us, guide us, and direct us in the path and in the way that you want us to go. Order our steps and direct our ways, pave the way for us. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would help us all to humble ourselves As we pray, Lord, that you would deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to indeed love right, live right, think right, and do right, and act right in your sight. Help every saint, help every person to realize you're watching our every move, our every thought, our every word, and our every deed and attitude. And Holy Father God, we pray, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Now, Lord, help each and every one of us who name the name of Christ to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. Lord Jesus and Holy Father God, I pray that you would crucify our flesh and the old man within us and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to do your will and not ours. And Lord, we pray that you would save those who are lost in our families, in this country, and around the globe. Revive those who are saved in our families, in this country, and around the globe. We pray that you will heal those who are sick in our families, in this country, and around the globe. We pray, Lord, for the revival of those, Lord, who are saved in our families, in this country, and around the globe. We pray that you would comfort those who are grieving and mourning because of the death of loved ones. And Lord, I pray that you would heal us, heal those, Lord, who are hurting and who are grieving because of the death of loved ones from the coronavirus plague. As you have put in my heart since last year, Lord, is now being revealed as a fact. Over 1 million people have died in America from the coronavirus plague, and over 7 million have died worldwide. And Lord, we pray that people would believe the truth and not believe lies, and help people to understand this is a severe judgment against your church and the world, because we're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. We're worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And you cannot help but judge America, the greatest country that you have ever created outside of Israel, your holy nation. And you've been very good to us, but we have not been good to you of late. And we deserve all of the punishment that we're getting, Lord, starting with the church in America and worldwide. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll help us to repent and turn from our wicked ways and to do your will and help us to learn our lesson. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've in the news today, I never even heard of a plague reaching all the way up to Mount Everest and causing it to evacuate. But Lord, this is a very thorough plague. As you led me to pray, be thorough with us. And you are being thorough with us, and you have been thorough with us, and I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for what you have done and for what you're doing. And I pray that you'll help us to learn our lessons from you. Help us all to understand you chastise and you rebuke those you love. And Holy Father God, I do pray, let your will continue to be done. I pray also, Lord, today that you would deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, student progress, problems going on, and help everybody to move forward in spite of what's going on as best they can. We also pray, Lord, for millions who are facing housing crisis, food crisis, and utility crisis every day in this country and around the globe. And Lord, we pray also that you would lift our burdens, cares, worries, and anxieties. We cast all care upon you. For Lord, we know that you care for us. Lord, white and blacks and red and yellows are fighting one another. But Lord, here's what you have shown me. You, Lord Jesus, you, Holy Father God, you've been good to all of us. And you have never failed any of us. So Lord, help us all to turn to you. And believe in you, have faith in you, and trust in you. And thank you for what you've done for us in spite of ourselves while we are down here acting like fools, fighting one another, when you've been so good to each and every one of us. And you've never failed any of us. And so, Holy Father God, I pray that you would deliver us today from tribulations if we do right by you. Deliver us from tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Holy Father God, help us all to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful as we are approaching the great day of worship on Sunday. But the devil hates Friday because you died for our sins on Friday as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. So he's going to fight us harder today as well. He's already started, sad to say. And Saturday is the Sabbath, and the devil has always hated the Sabbath. And he works going contrary to your will. He works on the Sabbath double time. And then Sunday morning, he's still angry about Jesus Christ rising from the dead. And so he fights that day as well. And he fights all people who strive to worship you on that day in any way. So help all of us to be prayerful, who are saved, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles and problems and fears. From our hearts, our minds, our souls and spirits, we cast all care upon you. For Lord, we know that you care for us. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would bless and protect our family collectively and individually. Lord, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil. Protect us, Lord, our family and all of the families and ministries and churches. Lord, protect us all from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil today. And Lord, place upon us the whole arm of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and the wall of your holy fire. And Lord, cover us and cleanse us from the inside out through your precious blood, Lord Jesus. And make us whiter than snow, or fresh and new on the inside. And Lord, prepare us to be used by you as you see fit. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and thank you for your holy word. And I pray that you'll grant me your energy, your strength, your grace, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to understand it, to apply it to my life, and to apply it, to help us all to apply it to our lives and to share it with others, to teach it to others in a discipleship way, and to preach your holy gospel from your holy word, so that others would even come to know your Savior today. For the greatest day in my life was when I believed on you, when I, even though I was going in the opposite direction, you heard and answered my childhood prayers. Lord, show me the light. December the 19th, 1979, when I believed in you, Lord Jesus Christ, in a very real sense. And you have changed and transformed my life and given me the greatest life a person could possibly have by your grace. And I want this, Lord, for millions more. Because once a person truly gets born again and saved, the impact other people around them, the impact their family, friends and enemies and neighbors for the kingdom, so that their lives can be what they should be. For the truth is, our lives will never be what they should be without you, Lord Jesus, and without you, Holy Father God. So we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving you all of the glory, the praise, and the honor, and lifting up your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is in his name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, at Leviticus chapter 24. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before the Lord continually. And thou shalt take fine flour and bake 12 cakes thereof. 2/10 deals shall be in one cake. And thou shalt set them in two rows, 6 on a row, upon the pure table before the Lord. And thou shalt put pure frankincense upon each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons, and they shall eat it in the holy place, for it is most holy unto him of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, by a perpetual statute. And the son of an Israelitish woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel, and this son of the Israelitish woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. And they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in ward, that the mind of the Lord might be showed them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Whosoever curseth his God shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall be put to death. And he that killeth any man shall surely be put to death. And he that killeth a beast shall make it good, beast for beast. And if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor, as he hath done, so shall it be done to him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he hath caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again. And he that killeth a beast, he shall restore it. And he that killeth a man, he shall be put to death. Ye shall have one manner of law, as well for the stranger as for one of your own country, for I am the Lord your God. And Moses spake to the children of Israel, that they should bring forth him that had cursed out of the camp, and stone him with stones. And the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you so much for your holy word. Thank you for showing us and reminding us that you do not play when it comes down to sin, blaspheming your name, cursing your name, or any sin. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor for that. And because indeed you are holy, and you have told us that since you're holy, we ought to be holy as well. So, Holy Father God, grant us your grace, your strength, your help, and the power of your Holy Spirit to do that which is pleasing in your sight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.